News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Israel remains on high alert after Iran's mass drone and missile attack, its chief military spokesperson has said. Hannah McCarthy, journalist in Beirut, covering the Israel-Hamas conflict, joins us now. Hannah, where are we at the moment? It was an extraordinary weekend. Where do things stand as we speak?
So the Iranian strike was expected in some form. People weren't sure on Saturday night how large it would be. I think most people, analysts have said they thought it would be a slightly smaller barrage that would be sent to Israel. This attack follows a quite big attack by Israel on an Iranian embassy in Syria. It was seen as an extremely provocative attack, but from the same point, from a military perspective, they took out several Iranian commanders who were working from this embassy, who oversaw Iranian operations in Syria and Lebanon, where they have militias that they can use, Hezbollah being the biggest and most powerful one. So what we're seeing now is the US has had a call with Netanyahu, and he has urged restraint. At the same time, within the Israeli cabinet, the majority are in favor of retaliation. The rhetoric we're hearing is that they want to strike back, but they have not given a fixed date then. So it's hard to know whether it is strongman language that we expect from the Israeli government at this point, or whether they will actually go ahead with this.
America and Joe Biden is urging restraint. Take the win, he's reported to have told Netanyahu. I presume a reference to the fact that the drones were all pretty much mess and did very limited damage.
Well, also the fact that Israel succeeded in taking out, you know, senior members of the Iranian military in Syria, that was seen as, you know, a military win for Israel. And again, because they've been striking at targets in both Lebanon and Syria for the past 6 months, as well as striking at Gaza, this was kind of viewed as them taking the opportunity to target military sites that they wouldn't have been able to unless there was a war ongoing at this time. The US was not aware of that strike in Syria, and there is a general perception that it was a provocative strike that would get a strong response from Iran, and there was a strong response from Iran. And again, there's, in terms of the supporters of the Iranian regime, particularly in South Lebanon, where there it's Hezbollah, there was a sense that Iran had not been responding strong enough to some of the strikes that Israel had been making. So there's a kind of perception that this was for a domestic, you know, supporter base, and that Iran had to show that it did have an arsenal of weapons. It wasn't just, you know, making it up, that if it needed to, it could respond to Israel.
What's the likely consequences of this? I mean, I think there's also a feeling that the Iran strike, while it was strong, it was also measured and probably knowing it was going to do limited damage. Is that likely to lead to restraint from Israel, or do you think there's the possibility or probability of further knock-on effects?
You know, I think we are in slightly uncharted territory. The Israeli government that is in power at the moment is, as people are probably aware at this point, the most right-wing in history. This is a government that the majority wants to go ahead with an operation in Rafah. The language they use is that Israel must fight, must defend itself. That's the statements we've gotten from spokespeople from the Israeli government over the last two days. At the same time, Israel defended itself on Saturday because of its Western allies and Jordan. And again, about $500 million was spent in defending Israel. It's not sustainable for Israel to be relying on that regularly. And even the fact that the Jordanian government was involved in taking down some of those missiles. Jordan has a population that has a significant Palestinian majority. It's already facing backlash for the fact that it's continuing to maintain a peace deal with Israel. So not those allies, that certainly with Jordan, there's tensions there on whether Jordan can keep maintaining that defence line for Israel.
OK, we will leave it there. Hannah McCarthy, a journalist in Beirut, covering that Israel-Hamas conflict. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. We will return to the story after.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.